Hello, and welcome to day 5 of our preparation for total consecration. It's just flying by. It feels like we just got started 4 days ago. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 5. You can do all things in Him who strengthens you. Wherever Our Lady enters, she obtains the grace of conversion and sanctification. She will convert you and make you become good. She will make you become holy if only you give yourself to her totally and without reserve. She will lead you gently but powerfully from sin to grace and then from grace to grace to the very fullness of grace which God wants to give you through her motherly hands. The reason you have failed in the past and why you continue to fail now and to fall repeatedly into sin is that you still trust in yourself too much and not enough in her. Do you realize this? Your pride is still too strong. You are not yet a humble child who trusts his mother for everything. You're not yet sufficiently grounded in the truth that on your own you can do nothing. Ask yourself how you can possibly be holy without grace. And how can you have grace without asking for it? How can you receive it in any other way except through her hands if God has decreed to give it in no other way except through her? And how can you receive all the grace which she wants to give you without living a life of close union with her? And yet, if you examine yourself closely, do you not find that this is exactly what you still try to do? You try to be holy without a life of constant union with your Heavenly Mother. Without her, the mediatrix of all graces, you can really do nothing good, nothing holy. When the Blessed Virgin has made your soul understand that you must remain united to her by constant prayer, then you shall possess the surest pledge of your future sanctity. Pray and beg for this understanding. With her, you can overcome all obstacles and reach the highest peaks of holiness. You can do all things in Him who strengthens you through the Immaculate. She will make you hers, and you cannot belong to her without becoming like her, full of grace, and without belonging to God as she does. She is like a perfect mold, which if you let yourself be formed by her, will turn all things to your good and gently but surely transform you into Christ. Let us go to page 77 for our daily prayers. If you can kneel, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly. O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating 3 times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. The act of trust in the Immaculate. Dearest Mother, deign to do with me whatever is pleasing to you for the greatest glory of God. I am yours, my dearest Immaculate Mother. You see how miserable I am, walking along the edge of a precipice, full of self-love. If you release me from your immaculate hands for even only one instant, I will be the first to fall into the most grievous sins and into the bottom of hell. But if you do not let go of me, although this is something of which I am completely unworthy, and if you will lead me, I will surely not fall, and I will become a saint, a great saint. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes day 5 of our preparation for total consecration. In the last reflection, I told you about consulting Mary, but I want to give you some motivation. So the benefits of doing the will of the Immaculate are incredible. One, I mentioned before, peace of soul. But two, success. When the Virgin Mary wants you to do something, if you do it, you do it with the full backing of heaven behind you. I'm going to read to you something very short from a beautiful little book. It's called My Ideal Jesus, Son of Mary. Again, same author that I mentioned last time, Father Emile Noubert. This actually has an endorsement by Saint Maximilian Kolbe. But I'm just going to read this short little part to you because it is written so beautifully. Father Emile writes it from the perspective of Mary. This isn't an apparition. This is an illocution, but he's writing it theologically. It all makes sense. It's so beautiful about the benefits of really striving to do Mary's will. And when you find out these benefits, you're going to be wanting to do everything to succeed in the will of the Immaculate. So let me just read you a couple. I just got a couple of short lines. Do you want success to crown all your efforts? I do. Always come to me and submit your plans to me in order never to act except in my name. Ask me what I desire of you and tell me what you decide to do. You will ordinarily understand whether or not I approve of your results. You will perceive that you advance more rapidly in a few days than you used to in several months. If you faithfully turn to me for a moment before all your actions, I will direct you in everything. You can have the Virgin Mary guiding you, guiding your every decision. It's absolutely incredible. And let me just continue, two or three more sentences. Mary's intention for you. She has a plan. She has an intention. Every circumstance that you are in because of divine providence, the Virgin Mary has a plan. Her intention is always perfectly realizable. Her intention will be realized infallibly in proportion as you act in her name. Hence, whatever the obstacles, you can always succeed beyond your expectations, provided you act in my name. Yet in order to win these marvelous victories, it's not enough for you to work hard. You must work in my name. Before starting anything, pray to me and see what my intentions may be so that you may act as my instrument. And Father Emile gives the example of Peter and Andrew fishing all night long, throwing that net in from 6 p.m. all the way to 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. They were there all night long. Not a single fish was caught. But at the word of Jesus, let down your nets. They brought in so much fish, it was about to sink the boats. And so this same principle applies to the Virgin Mary. When we consult her, we say, Blessed Mother, what do you want of me? Now you have the hand of God. You have the presence of the Virgin Mary. You have the help of all the angels. Grace will make sure that the will of God is accomplished. Strive in everything you do to consult with Mary and to do her will. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you tomorrow.